12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Local entertainment, his name is Liam Berger. The track's called Falling Apart. 26 minutes to 1 on Algo FM's lunch show. Now, the Tree of Joy is an initiative that aims to provide a Christmas gift to those in Gqeberha who otherwise would not receive one during, well, a time of giving and sharing. Joining me now on the show to tell us more about the Tree of Joy is Angela Newton. Angela, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Casey. Thanks so much for having us on your show.
Only a pleasure. Before we get into the nitty-gritties, please give us a quick background about Tree of Joy. When and by whom was the project started?
So the Tree of Joy has been going in Port Elizabeth for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. It is a Rotary initiative. It was initially started in Cape Town about 25 years ago and then adopted by the Port Elizabeth Club.
All right. What will transpire this year? What are your expectations from the public?
Okay, so the Tree of Joy is, the actual physical tree is situated in the Green Acres Shopping Centre outside Edgar's. The public, if they want to take a card in person, can go to the Tree of Joy, take a card and register it with the ladies working at the desk, mm-hmm. and then they buy the gift and they then wrap it and bring it back, and we ensure that the gift reaches the beneficiary on the card. There's another way to go about it. People can also donate online. We've set up an online gifting platform at treeofjoype.co.za.
How many charities do you have involved with your Tree of Joy project?
This year we've got just over 40 charities and we've got 2,800 gifts.
Wow.
Been very fortunate that we've had a number of toiletry items donated already from the Interact clubs of many of the schools. Mm-hmm. So we need to find about 2,000 to 2,100 gifts at the moment.
So when will the project start and end?
So we are looking at from the last weekend in November till about days before Christmas. But if people want to donate now, the platform is open. That's not a problem at all. Just in terms of age range of the beneficiaries, our oldest beneficiary is 103 years old this mm-hmm. year, and the youngest is 3 months old. So you can see it's a huge variety of across the spectrum of ages and different walks of demographics
yeah.
involved.
Before I let you go, how can we get hold of you?
The best way is to either go to the tree or to go to treeofjoype.co.za. The big draw this year is the stationery packs for kids at school. People really just don't have the money, and that's a basic need. That's not even a gift. So people can understand even a toiletry item or a stationery item, mm-hmm. we'd be so grateful. And also to corporates that want to get involved, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Angela, what a pleasure having you on the show this afternoon. All of the best with your project over the December period, and I'm sure you'll bring a lot of joy to many folk out there. Thank you for joining us
on
the show.
Thanks for having us, Casey. Thank you.
Pleasure.
On air.
Online.
Online
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.